Ye adulteresses, know ye not that a friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore would be a friend of the world maketh himself an enemy of God. James 4 and verse 4. How would you describe your relationship with the world? The Apostle John wrote, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the vainglory of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." 1 John 2:16 and 17. Once again, a contrast is made between a worldly life and he that doeth the will of God. When an evaluation is made of your life, what do you conclude? Is it dismal, like that of many in Sardis, saying, "I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou liveth, and thou art dead. Be thou watchful, and establish the things that remain, which were ready to die. For I have found no works of thine perfected before my God." Revelation 3, 1 and 2. Or blessed, as that of the children of God in Philadelphia, saying, "Because thou didst keep the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of trial, that hour which is to come upon the whole world, to try them that dwell upon the earth." Revelation 3 and verse 10. The Apostle Paul addressed the duties of a child of God based upon the relationship sustained in Christ, saying, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. And be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Romans 12, 1 and 2. This transformation of the mind will be manifested in the flesh. The Apostle Paul told the brethren in Colossae, "Put to death therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake cometh the wrath of God upon the sons of disobedience, wherein ye also once walked when ye lived in these things. But now do ye also put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, railing, shameful speaking out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his doings, and have put on the new man, that is being renewed unto knowledge after the image of him that created him." Colossians 3, 5 through 10. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Holy Spirit as conveyed by the Apostle Paul, saying, "Let no man deceive you with empty words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the sons of disobedience. Be not ye partakers with them." Ephesians 5, 6 through 7.